That's mean. What's going on, guys? Excited to be in Mankato. Obviously, excited for the 50th season in Mankato. I just read that here a couple weeks ago. That's pretty cool. I think we're, what, maybe second in longstanding for training camp. So, super excited about that. They've always been, you know, in my 10 years, they've always been a great host, and they always are taking care of us. So that's great. The weather's gonna, looks like it's gonna prime up about perfect, like training camp weather. So, looking forward to getting started.
So what are your expectations compared to maybe past years?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've had high expectations, I think, you know, drummed up over, you know, throughout, whether it's the media or just with our organization, and a lot of people are excited about our team, and obviously we're young and have a lot of unanswered questions, but you know, we've been here in this same day, you know, over the past 10 years, and there's been years when we haven't had these expectations, and it's you know, that's not quite as fun. Obviously, it's nice to be sitting in a situation where everybody is excited about our team, excited about the direction of the organization, and looking forward to the season. And obviously, there's a ton of work to do, and we know what it's going to take to get to that point. And you know, it's just going to be one day at a time, and I, you know, it's going to be a fun process to see, especially how the young guys kind of fit in and fill in. And but yeah, expectations are a good thing. It's fun.
Entering into training camp, I mean, how do you feel physically? Do you take care of your body any differently than, say, when you were a rookie second-year player?
Yeah, a lot of things have changed since then. You know, it's so much about recovery. You know, obviously, day after day after day after day, the repeated practices and the process, it's just you kind of try to get through it and obviously try to continue to put good practices in a row and to put them together. And you know, so I think it's at my age, at this point in my career, it's a lot about recovery and a lot about, you know, preparing for the next thing that's coming.
I think last year you had a special Veterans Day off here, your first one ever, I think you said. You expect many of those?
I'm not going to go ask for anything like that, but, you know, I did have one of those last year. I think you had to be a certain age, so I'm not sure how I felt about it, but I took it. I know that. And but they don't give you a day off, Chris.
Sports
writers, you're going to negotiate that in
there. Sports writers age differently.
Oh, okay.
Sid Hartman gets a day off.
Right. Chad, how's it been just having Adrian back around the team and OTAs and stuff like that?
Yeah, the offseason was great. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's a voluntary type of situation. In the offseason, he obviously it was drummed up a little bit more, obviously, because, you know, so much was going on publicly. And but once he came in and came back in with us, and there was no issues, obviously it was fun to have him back. He looks great. You know, I know that some new stuff with the contract broke. I was hoping he had to restructure like me. Seemed to be a little different. But he's, you know, he's a Viking, and I think that's the most important aspect of this is in this organization, he's very important. He's one of the top players ever in this organization and obviously one of the top running backs, I think, in the league ever. So, I mean, it's one of those things where you want him in here, and we want him to be a part of this, and he's going to make us a lot better.
Yeah, we're surprised at all about, and especially in today's world, the amount of patience shown throughout the whole process to get to where everything was to where it is now with Adrian.
Yeah, I just thought it was handled really well. I thought our organization did a great job of kind of answering all the questions and taking their time and kind of seeing the process through. And, yeah, so obviously it's just nice to have him in and nice to have everybody on the same page.
Have you spoken to Adrian at all? Have you, I mean, over the course of OTAs and maybe before
yeah.
camp, just because you're a veteran.
I was in communication with Adrian really throughout the whole offseason and the process. I can send you all those text messages if you want to give me your number. And but we, you know, it's one of those things where I have a lot of respect for him, and I think it's likewise from him coming to me, and we've been through a lot of things together and been teammates for going on 9 years, so it's a great relationship and a guy that, you know, I have a lot of respect for the way he works and the way he plays the game. So try to help him through any questions that he had about it if I could in any way as a friend and teammate.
How does this environment most benefit a team?
Getting away to training camp? It doesn't benefit a guy with three children. That's a promise. But it is nice to come down here and kind of get your mind. You know, it's been summer. We've been enjoying our families. Everybody's been either across the country or just enjoying their time off. And I think it is nice to kind of come back and refocus. It's going to take you a couple days to kind of integrate into that. But it's like that every year. But, you know, it's all football all day, all the time. And that's what you have to be if you want to be good. And you know, I think within this organization, we have the kind of guys that want to be good and great and take it to the next level. And it's going to take a lot of work, and we're hoping to get started.
dynamic like between competing and mentoring with the other linebackers? When you're competing for a starting job and playing time, but you're also trying to pass along what you've learned.
Yeah, it's a pretty natural thing. I mean, it's happened obviously throughout all sports, you know, really all the time, every year. You know, it's a competitiveness that you have within your own group, you know, just speaking of linebackers because I know it. But it's also you're rooting for those guys because you see them put the work in. You see them go out throughout the offseason. You see the type of character and high-character guys that they are. And so, yeah, it's a little bit of both. And it's competitive by nature. I mean, this is what we do, and we've done it our whole lives. So I don't think there's really any line between it. It just kind of coincides, and you just keep going day to day. And just, you know, they're going to ask you questions. And, you know, specifically me in our room, I'm the oldest by probably 6 or 7 years. So, I mean, those guys have a lot of questions, and I need to be there to answer them for them. But also, at the same time, I need to go out there and take care of business physically and try to start on this football team. And I'm probably day one shirt winner, I would say. Good one. Get in tight on this.
Is that a sponsor?
I got to thank Tom West. He's the best shirt buyer in Mankato. So, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.